We are back. We've been talking about the Supreme Court decisions today. And joining us now is Daniel Blomberg. He's legal counsel for the Beckett Fund. He is the one of the attorneys involved in the case, in the Hobby Lobby case. First of all, welcome to the show and congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
When you got word of this, just describe that moment of rush. I imagine the buildup to it. You don't know which way it's going to go. And try and describe what that feels like.
Well, it felt great. This is something that we've been fighting for, both for Hobby Lobby and for the Little Sisters of the Poor and for the Eternal Word Television Network, another nuns network, for some time. And we've been fighting late at night and early in the morning. And to get the U.S. Supreme Court to say that it's a substantial burden on your religious beliefs to be fined millions and millions of dollars just to do the same religious ministry you've always done, that was awesome. And it was very, very exciting.
What I find amazing about this, Daniel, and we'll get into the implications of the decision in a moment, but that this was by one vote, is this came down to, and I mean, religious freedom, fundamental first, I mean, it's the First Amendment, it's right there, it's protected first. It's a fundamental part of the American fabric, and it came within one vote of essentially being thrown out with the garbage.
Well, that's a clarion call for all of us to be sure that you have to stand up for religious liberty. You have to stand up for liberty, period. And if you don't, then you will lose. It's not something that just thrives and survives on its own. Thankfully, today's landmark decision ensures that it survives, ensures that it thrives for Hobby Lobby, for the Green family who started this all in their garage back in the 1970s. And it gives hope to the Little Sisters of the Poor, who right now the federal government is still standing over their heads and saying, that's a really nice ministry you have to the poor elderly people, but if you don't do what we're telling you you're going to do, we will fine you.
Right.
We will fine you heavily.
It's a great
now,
ministry.
Under the same
It'd be tough
scheme.
If something happened to it. That's the way the government works.
Exactly.
But, you guys are representing the Sisters, Little Sisters of the Poor, which is a perfect name to go up against government. I love that, and we'll get into that in a second. But on the Hobby Lobby angle, the left is out there. Sandra Fluke is essentially trying to say that this means that women are going to have to, go and go without health care. They're going to have to go back to the dark days of 2010, essentially, if their employer decides to do so. But Hobby Lobby provides something like 15 or 16 types of contraception to their employees already. And they're not going to stop that now, are they?
No. And that's what, so that whole line of argument is just flat wrong. Okay, so here, one, Hobby Lobby already provides 16 different types of contraception to women. No problem. Hobby Lobby provides extraordinarily generous insurance benefits. In fact, they're double minimum wage, and they have been that for a long, long time. So they don't need the federal government telling them how to do it. But what the opinion today said, it didn't say that women don't get access to these drugs. They just said, hey, federal government, if it's really important, you provide it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it, and you don't force a religious believer. You don't force the Green family. You don't force the Little Sisters of the Poor to do it for you. If it's so important, then you do it. And we're not saying that it's not important. We're not saying that it shouldn't be done. We're just saying you don't force religious believers to violate their conscience to do something that you can easily do yourself. You already have your own health insurance exchanges. You just changed the whole nation's insurance approach anyway. So just take the time, and if it's so important, take care of it yourself. That's all that they said today. And so in a lot of ways, it was a very narrow decision that just said, we've always protected religious believers. We've never said that it's the cost of entering into business or entering into the public commerce is the price of your constitutional rights, of your religious liberties.
We're talking with Daniel Blomberg. He's legal counsel for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Now, when the decision came down today, first of all, how was the last 72 hours for you? Once the decision didn't come down on Thursday, we knew it was coming down on Monday. But how did the Green family handle the last 3 days, and what was their just immediate response?
Well, everyone's been phenomenal. There's been a lot of prayer, a lot of hope on behalf. I mean, we're talking about people whose lives are animated by their religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way they've responded to this all has been consistent with that throughout. They have been hopeful and have been committed to following their conscience as best they could. And so this day of vindication is really sweet for them, but not just for them. It's for religious liberty across the nation. You know, this is when you protect religious liberty for the Green family, you protect it for the Little Sisters of the Poor. And frankly, one of the things that we see today when the U.S. Supreme Court cited to a brief filed by the Solicitor General's office just a couple months ago, and another religious liberty case before it on behalf of a Muslim prisoner, and said, listen, we're going to hold you to the same standard that you enunciated there, that you said is important there. And that's the right way to do it. Religious liberty is protected for all, and it's the way it should be.
Now, how does this case affect the Little Sisters of the Poor case? Well, it's a similar case. Little Sisters are nuns, essentially, who don't want to cover birth control for obvious reasons. They're Catholic nuns. But how does this mean that they've won, that that case goes away? Or what are the differences between the two, and why would that go forward?
Well, it means they should win. It means the government should stop bullying nuns. It means they should start treating religious liberty equally for nuns and for for-profit business owners. But it doesn't. That's not what the opinion does. The opinion says, it's actually a fairly narrow opinion, in that it says, okay, you have offered to the Little Sisters of the Poor, federal government, you have offered an accommodation where you'll something less than having to directly write these drugs into your insurance program. You got to at least offer that to Hobby Lobby. You haven't done it, so we're giving Hobby Lobby the victory because you haven't done the thing you need to do. And next time, somebody can come back to us and talk to us about whether or not that, what the Little Sisters of the Poor are being forced to do, if that is an acceptable infringement of religious liberty. And so the issue has remained to fight another day, and the court really signaled very clearly, we think, that the days of the accommodation of what's facing the Little Sisters and other religious entities, that the days of that accommodation are numbered. Because it said really pretty simply, listen, if it's so important, you provide it yourself. You don't force other people to be complicit in your scheme who have a religious objection to it. You already have your own insurance program. Just write it yourself. And so that was, while the court didn't decide the issue and has left it open for fighting and will be fought, the Little Sisters of the Poor will continue to stand up for their religious beliefs. The handwriting's on the wall for the government, and it's the government's move now whether they want to continue attacking nuns.
You couldn't have picked a worse name opponent if you're the government there. talk about a David and Goliath situation. We're talking with Daniel Blomberg, legal counsel for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Now, back to the Hobby Lobby case. This settles it for them, but there are a lot of people unhappy with this decision. I assume to work in these sorts of cases, you have to work strategically. You're playing chess the whole time, even after you win. What comes next? I mean, you kind of have to play defense a little bit, don't you? Because there will be other chipping away at chances. It was only one vote that did this. And if you could find a technicality, the progressive left does not stop. They're like the Terminator, I always put it. They can't be reasoned with. They go to the courts. They find ways to get what they want. What could be next in there to get what they want? Because they're not going to say, oh, well, we lost and move away.
Well, I mean, like we talked about right at the very beginning, religious liberty, like most kinds of liberty, is not something you can sleep on. If you want it, you have to defend it. And so that was true for the Green family, who defended it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's true for the Little Sisters of the Poor, who are defending it now. And you know, the Little Sisters of the Poor case, the government's making the argument that all we want you to do is sign this form. Please just sign this form and this will all go away. And Little Sisters say we can't do that because we know what that form does, we know what it means, and it would be violate our religious beliefs.
Well, what is that form? Tell us what that form is.
Okay, what the form is a document that says, I have a religious objection to directly providing these drugs myself. So I'm going to sign this document and give it to you, my insurer, my third-party administrator, that's a technical term, and you have to do it for me. And the Little Sisters of the Poor say, well, wait a second. If it's wrong for me to do it, it's wrong for me to order someone
else.
Isn't
that how the mob works? The Don doesn't order the hit. It's his little henchman who takes care of it with a wink and a nod. There's no direct connection to the person in charge.
And the issue here is, you know, we're now at another. There's another question for religious liberty. Can the government say, just sign the form, just sign the form? We're not making you do it. We're just making somebody else do it. The answer from the court so far has been no way. You can't do that. But that's what we need to be standing for and fighting for today. Unless unless the government sees the light and stops bullying the Little Sisters of the Poor and other religious
given
ministries.
Given your and the Beckett Fund's interactions with the government in this case, and the government having lost at several levels of this case, and now losing the Hobby Lobby case at the Supreme Court, do you expect them to say, all right, well, we're going to drop the case against his Little Sisters, or are they going to just say, well, we're moving ahead? Because they stand to lose a lot more than they stand to win in this case.
That's exactly right. The crazy thing here is no one's saying that the drugs and devices, the contraceptives, can't be provided.
Mm-hmm.
That has never been the argument for any one of these religious objectors. They're just saying, please don't make me do it. Please don't make me violate my faith and have to participate. If you want to do it on your own, like you've done for decades now through Title X and other types of programs that directly subsidize contraception for folks, if you want to do it in the new insurance exchanges that you set up, you can do that. And I don't have a religious objection to that. You know, my religious objection is when you come to me and say, you must do this. And I say, I can't because my God tells me I'm not allowed to. That's what this case is all about. That's what the Little Sisters of the Poor case is all about. And that's where the next line is. The next line for religious liberty in America is if we're going to allow the Little Sisters of the Poor be bullied into violate their religious beliefs.
The problem is that to some people, government is God. And that's what you're up against. I appreciate your time. Daniel Blumberg, legal counsel for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Congratulations today, and good luck to you at the Little Sisters case.
Thank you so much.